Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents Ukrainian Voices in Ireland.
So how did you come to end up in Ireland?
We crossed into Romania, into Europe, basically. We crossed into Europe and we were thinking, okay, so what do we do now? And somehow I couldn't tell you like 100%. We wasn't particularly focused on Ireland. We didn't know. We know that Ireland for us was a country far, far away with green hills, rainbow, leprechauns and pots of gold, to be honest with you, like in a good way, you know? So never in a million years we thought we're going to come here. I guess one deciding factor was the English language. And then we were in France and some of our friends said that, look, we made it to Ireland and maybe you would like to join us. So we basically drove to, I think it was in France, a place called Cherbourg. And we just thought, okay, let's try and see if we can get across to Ireland. And we went to a company, I can't remember the name of the company, it was one of them ferry companies. And they said, look, we can get you and your vehicle, your car to Ireland for free. So because we didn't have much funds left, that was like a lifesaver for us. And they actually took us over for free to Ireland, to Rosslare Port we've arrived at, I think it was.
So you arrive in Rosslare and then where do you go? How do you know what to do next?
Yeah, we didn't. There were a few other Ukrainians there that the border guard, or I should say the
officer control,
there
said,
the border control people, they said, look, there is a hotel. They checked our papers and everything and they were like, look, there's a hotel here down the road. If you want, you could go sleep there. But somebody met us. I can't remember exactly who it was, but they met us and they said, we're just going to drive to Dublin. And they offered us a place to stay and said, tomorrow you're going to go to Dublin to immigration officials and probably sort yourself out there. But so yeah, that's how we from Rosslare, we drove to Dublin and somebody accommodated us for one night.
The next night, where did you go, or did you still have somewhere to stay, or how did you find somewhere to live more permanently?
We went to the immigration office and they offered us emergency accommodation, which was a hotel in Dublin. Mm. Immediately they offered us, in the same day, they offered us accommodation.
Which is a huge relief when you're traveling with children like that.
It was a huge relief because when we were so exhausted. I mean, from the place where we initially started, from our hometown to Rosslare, it took us, I can't remember, maybe about 7 or 8 days. And I have a small car, which is a small family car. And because we didn't have much money, along the way, we were driving through the whole of Europe, like Romania, Hungary, Germany, France, and some other countries. And we were sleeping in this car at night because I had to rest. I couldn't drive just for 7-8 days straight. And imagine me and wife sleeping in the front seat and the kids sleeping in the back and the car full of mattresses and suitcases as well. Yeah. So we were just so relieved when they gave us the place to stay. We were like over the moon, you know.
Any kind of bed, just a bed.
Yeah, look, to be honest, we weren't expecting anything. But the amount of support that we're starting to get from the Irish side was overwhelming, to be honest. We were just like in shock. These people, they just, the only thing that's left is for them to carry us on their backs, you know, because there's so much support we received at the time. Starting from Rosslare Port, from the officers, and moving on. Just all along the way, we were receiving support. We were like cared, you know, for. Yeah. So they gave us hotel, you know. That was the main thing. So when they gave us the hotel, I thought, that's it. We have a bed to stay. We have a place to stay today. Tomorrow, we'll see.
We'll worry about it tomorrow. And did you think, Radion, when you came to Ireland, that you would only be here for a couple of weeks or maybe a couple of months and you would go back to Ukraine? I don't think we expected this to go on for the length of time it has.
No, we didn't. We didn't expect it at all, you know. But we, at the same time, we understood that this is a big conflict and it's not going to... Everybody was expecting it to finish. And yeah, the plan was, okay, whatever happens, when it's over, we go home. But there we are, 2 years on now, and the end is nowhere to be seen.
This is Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. You can catch up on all the episodes which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Comisiu Nimeon with the television license fee.